Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're talking about the forgetful soul and taking your calls for readings. We do have some callers in the queue. Callers, please follow us on Facebook. We would love it if you joined us. And if you've used the show for readings for, you know, at some time, we really appreciate if you support our page. We're offering a service and invite you to support us if you're going to use that service. And our pages are Neil and Kristen Baker on Facebook. We have a page on Twitter and also Neil Baker Psychic. And I think in the coming weeks, we are going to be developing a page for the show. Actually, I already have one started. Did you know that, Neil?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Page for the show.
A page for the show. So people can actually, will be able to actually ask questions, not psychic questions, but questions about spirituality, about psychic energy, and we'll be answering those questions, and it will be a nice little forum for the show. So you can look for the page now. We have not started really developing the page too much. It's just kind of in its infancy stages, but we invite you to join us there
also,
now.
Also, the article, our article.
Yes. So we wrote an article a couple of years ago on the mystical union of twin souls. Is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called.
So, yeah.
And we have it on, I'll actually put it on the Neil Baker, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour page. But it's on our Facebook page and it's in the notes section. And it's also on the Neil Baker Psychic page at the top. And so it's had a little bit of resurgence and popularity and people have shared it, which we appreciate. It is copyrighted. Really, technically, you're not supposed to share the article, but as long as it's not being reproduced in someone's own original manuscript, then I think
sharing
it is okay. But we really appreciate the people that have read it and invite all of you to do so. Do you want to say something, Neil, about it?
No. It's, sharing it is fine. Not putting your name on it, but sharing it with others is perfect.
Sharing it with others is fine. Yeah, I mean, I guess that technically is a copyright violation because you're republishing it, quote unquote. I mean, obviously, if it was going to be published like in a journal, you know, we would require permission or in a magazine.
Yeah.
But publishing it on Facebook is okay. So what else? I guess we should write more articles. Maybe we can do that with the new page that we're starting. But we're going to get to our callers now. 805. Area code. Hello.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
I thought that was you, Donna. Hi, how are you?
Good. How have you been?
Doing fine, thank you.
Good. Donna,
you sound really far away, Donna, though.
Hold on.
Struggling to hear.
Hold on. Better, Kristen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I got a message from my mom about 5 months ago, and she said I was going to be rewarded. You know, she's on the other side. And then the other day, I'm meditating, which I do every morning for 40 minutes, and I heard my intuition come in a very lovingly voice, and it's like I was just observing what was coming in, and it said, it's coming soon. And I've been praying to meet someone, you know, to get married, and I've also been praying for money, a windfall or a win or something like that to come in so I can, you know, go traveling, which I'd, you know, I don't have kids or anything, so I'd just like to go travel the world. I wanted to know what you were picking up.
Well, Donna, what's your birth date again?
April 22nd, 1954.
Okay. Well, the message, is that a message that you received personally, or did you talk to another reader?
No, it's what I heard when I was doing my meditation.
Oh,
it said it's coming soon.
1854, sorry.
Then her mother, your mother says something about you getting a reward?
Yeah, she said you're going to be rewarded. Yeah.
Oh, she was just talking, generally speaking.
It just came in, her voice, in the middle of my head. It's like, yeah, I get those once in a while. I'm kind of clairaudient with the other side.
She's crossed over.
Your mother crossed over and you heard in your head her voice saying you're going to be rewarded.
Uh-huh.
And then
you
shut it. And one of your desires is to get married and travel around the world.
Right. Or have enough money come in where I can afford to travel.
She's 64 years old. Right?
Yeah. She's 64.
So she's...
Yes.
Seven cycles of her master number, nine.
So she went through a change a year ago.
Did anything happen a year ago, Donna, of note?
No. Everything's pretty much stayed the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one question at least. In your whole lifetime, have you ever gone on a cruise?
Yes, I went on a 10-day cruise and I went on a 3-day cruise.
Okay, on that cruise, did you on any level meet a man and have a conversation with him and there was at least a mild attraction?
Not on a cruise. The 10-day cruise, they were all like in their 90s. And oh my gosh, I was like, oh, when I go on a cruise, I've got to, you know, look into it a little more, because the longer the cruise, the older the people. And that was like 20, 30 years ago. So
even if they were in their 90s, did any older gentleman try to strike up a conversation with you or talk with you?
You know, in my 20s, I was on a cruise and I could say yes. Yeah.
And how far did that mild attraction go? Was it just conversation?
No, that's it. It was just, that was it.
Okay, the reason I'm bringing up the cruise, Donna, is because the best way for me to connect to your possible expectations and what you're hearing from the other side and that kind of thing is... The link goes over to a cruise.
Huh.
And you at least validate that in your 20s you were on a cruise and there was some kind of mild attraction with somebody you met. Now, if we go from that point and jump forward to your future expectations, that point in the past is giving some validation for the premise that you may be meeting somebody and going and traveling. So that means that if I were you, I would probably put myself in situations with, you know, men around your age or so that are single and pursue it that way. I don't think you're just going to lay in bed and some, you know, the mailman's going to fall in love with you.
No.
So that would be my suggestion to you. And another question before I let Kristen put out any impressions she may have. Did you ever in your life have a parakeet, a canary, a bird? Or
Yes, I had a macaw parrot, yes.
Okay, so that's the second validation. Now, that one may have been transmitted via your mother, sending me a message in terms of an image that I picked up on to validate that she's sending me something that I can receive that's out of the blue to show you that she's on the other side and somewhat connecting.
Yeah.
And that what you heard was authentic. The only what she's explaining is that it's not a guarantee. But in the cycle of your life, this opportunity is starting to come up again.
Oh,
so
good.
The best thing I can say is that you know maybe you could be proactive and join a group or something where there might be some single men. It could be anything, a bird watchers. It could be anything, dancing.
Traveling. I'm trying to remember, Donna, the last time we talked, didn't you do some traveling last year? Didn't you go to retreats or something? Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, and I just got back from one, too, up in the Redwoods for a week.
Right.
At the Medicine Buddhist Temple, but all women in their 80s.
Oh,
there was
well,
one guy.
You're going to become a lesbian, a geriatric lesbian. No. that's not going to work for you. But
no.
Because you had asked previously whether you were going to meet someone at these retreats, right?
Yeah.
And there were a couple that you were going to. So did you go to both already? Are they both done?
Yeah.
Is there another one?
Yeah. Okay. I met some nice women. I mean, yeah.
So there were
some really good friends with. No.
Well,
I mean, what about a cruise that is, you know, for singles that are, you know, in your age group? I don't know if that's a possibility or
they must have them, huh?
They probably have them. I mean, the cruise is coming in.
Yeah, single. You can go to Sandals. Isn't Sandals?
Sandals isn't a cruise. It's like an all-inclusive resort.
Oh.
But,
Jamaica.
You know, I'm sure that if you look into seniors groups, they might have cruises. Or even in your area, you might find some
seniors
group.
Just joining a group or going to a retreat isn't the answer. You've got to pick your specific population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, members, and you can even.
I am
just
leaving.
Go ahead.
Go on. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I am leaving December for Vegas. I'm going with a girlfriend December 24th for 5 days.
And you told us
we're
about that.
Hang out.
I remember you were saying you didn't want to meet someone in Vegas because it's that atmosphere, and you wanted to meet someone maybe in a more spiritual setting because you're looking to connect to someone that has substance. And
oh,
so
she's
the retreat.
And she's going to Vegas.
No, I know, but you know, the last conversation.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
you can. Yeah, that's right. But we suggest you get more proactive and focused on the group, on who comprises the group. Before you said Vegas, I was feeling and it would look like a picture of Mexico, and they're both kind of desert areas. So they're both arid and desert and dry and whatnot. But I don't think that's not as much. Oh, and did you take your car in for repair or for a tire or anything like that?
Yes.
Well,
I did.
Yeah. So you
that's
see
a further validation.
That's another validation. You're going to meet a gambler. You're going
to
meet a gambler who's a mechanic who loves the desert and is ready to go on a cruise.
Oh, good. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, keep in touch with us, Donna. Keep in touch.
We got some validations, and that is your mother on the
other definitely.
Side.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the parrot. Who would know? You know, that's great.
Well, the parrot, and she also, I got to give credit, she also sent me the message about the car.
And the car, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something else before we move on to the next caller?
Oh, just have a wonderful weekend, you two. You two are great.
Oh, thanks, Donna. Oh, thank you
thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Have a great weekend, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, 415, it's Kate. Hi, Kate. Hello? 415, can you hear us? Can you hear us, 415? I hear a metallic sound. Okay, caller's not there, so we can talk.
Well, the forgotten?
The forgetful soul.
Forgetful soul.
The forgetful brain.
Well, I wanted to get into character. The forgetful soul. What does that mean, the first line?
What is it,
the first line, if you say the forgetful soul, you would assume, okay, what's the first definition? The first definition, in my estimation, is that we come in and we have forgotten where all our soul has been via past lives and journeys before we actually came down once again in the life form that we are in at the present moment. And if you believe in that, and I'm not saying that there aren't people who know about their past lives or have connected, you're not one of the forgotten souls, but if there's authentic knowledge of the past lives. I once in a week had four people call me up and say they were Cleopatra. boy, I tell you. And one was actually Elizabeth Taylor. But anyways, true. So she was into psychics.
You did a reading with Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, phone reading, yeah.
You never told me that.
Yeah. Yes. Huh. I also did a reading with E.T. But no. Elizabeth Taylor, what I was telling you about her love of macaroni and cheese.
You were yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep, you were.
I was seeing if you would pick up on it. But
I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, big F for me on that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of movie stars out there, and I don't mind talking about her because she's.
She only did one reading?
One.
Huh.
I don't mind talking about her because. But I also did a reading with one of her secretaries.
Oh, that's probably how you got connected to Elizabeth Taylor herself. Must have been years and years ago.
Yeah. And she was difficult. She was difficult.
Really?
She wouldn't mind me saying that.
Well, she's dead anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, I mean,
Richard Burton told me she was difficult. But anyway.
You didn't do a reading with Richard Burton,
I talked briefly.
Really?
So, yeah. So,
I'm going to have to ask you more about this. I can't believe you didn't tell me this.
I don't like to boast.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Well, anyways, it's not, you know, they've crossed over.
Okay,
she's
so
no longer
to Cleopatra, we're getting way off the topic.
Yeah,
but
we're getting way off the
that's
topic.
Okay. But, so, authentic knowledge of past lives, which I think is rare, Neil, because, I mean, it's, most people come into the body not connected at all with the soul's energy. And so, you know, it's why people are searching in life or a relationship or a career or, you know, struggling here, struggling there, or maybe they're doing great, but they have no real, real connection with what has transpired in the past lives, astral realm and all that.
The way things have been set up in my analysis is that we're not really meant to understand or know verbatim.
That's the key word.
Yeah. About our past lives.
We really should.
So our soul goes into remission. Remission means it's still active. It's just in remission. Our soul gets tucked inside our body, and our current body is holding karma and other parts of creativity beyond karma that we're meant to do in the particular lifetime. But the soul is sort of like the book you leave outside of the testing classroom when you go to take a test. Think of the book which has all the answers in it has been left outside of the testing room. But it's even more than that because we very rarely have a strong reminiscent attitude or mind connecting to exactly
what we're supposed to accomplish,
what
on
we're
the
supposed
planet.
To do. So we kind of walk around wandering, and we're sort of like flotsam. That we're just sort of from the shipwreck of past lives. We're floating, trying to grasp and find solid land to where we say, oh my God, I've got my meaning. I know my meaning. I know my purpose. I know what I'm supposed to do. Well, the forgetful soul has that information. And part of the journey of any particular life is to tap back into it. So some of us are very good at it and have already conquered it. Others are striving constantly looking for it. And they use the skills of psychics and whatnot.
Well, Yeah, but just because you use a psychic doesn't mean you're trying to connect to your soul. I mean,
there are good psychics and bad psychics and psychics.
Well, no, but I mean, so I'm talking about the people connecting to psychics. So just what I'm saying is, just because someone calls a psychic to ask a question about their physical life does not mean that person is really trying to connect with the soul. I mean, that takes more investigation, more commitment than just calling a psychic.
And it's usually,
or even connecting on a regular basis with a psychic. I mean,
what's a deeper question? I mean, if someone says, when am I going to meet the man, the woman in my life? Where am I going to get the job? When am I going to get the house? Is this going to happen? Those are kind of surface body questions. They're important, nonetheless. They're important, and they may even be connected to karma, but they're not deep and probing. You know, what is my past life? What have I done? What am I working on? What am I supposed to be searching for here? What is my purpose?
So with that, Neil, I'm going to press pause and take a caller. Okay. 551, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. Who's this?
This is Tasha.
Tasha, hi.
Hi, I'm well.
Hi.
Yes.
And where are you calling from? Like on the East Coast?
Yes, I am. New Jersey.
That's what I thought. Okay, New Jersey. And what's your birthday, Tasha? 12/9/88. 12/22/16. Okay. I got her master number 2. 38/11/2. I wrote it down. Okay. Tasha, what's going on?
I'm just calling just to get some clarity and insight. I just feel like, I don't know, I guess career, love, just some kind of clarity on that.
Career and love, and you're going to be 30 years old
in
December. December. She's a 38/11/2, so you've got a ways to go till you turn 38, Tasha. But she's 29, which is an 11, which is part of your master number equation situation. She's also got a 29 in her month and day, the 2/9 is there.
She's 9 years away and her 9's in her day.
Right.
So do you want to do you have any comments?
Go ahead, Neil. I'm not really at the moment.
Okay. Well, Kusuna may come up with something, Tasha, but here's the thing. I want to ask you what your connection is, if any, but just try to make it sound like something, to cosmetics or makeup.
I wear it every day.
Okay, you wear it every day, like most women will wear. They put on their makeup. Have you ever had to go beyond just wearing it every day? Did anyone ever have to make up your face for an occasion? Did you ever have any further interest? Did you read a book about cosmetics? Did you just learn it from your mother or practice since you were a little girl? What's your connection?
Wearing it, you know how girls do. They want to look pretty, so they want to look extra when they go on an event. So,
okay. I understand. Now, my next question is, do you know anyone who had a singing career or was very interested in singing, maybe attempted, didn't get very far, but had a certain home talent, community talent?
I know a couple of people like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the search here is these questions, these sideline questions, the purpose of them is to try to connect you to career and love. Now, our cat's suggesting that you're right around the corner. But so career and love. Now, I'm going to ask you something else, Tasha, and it's just another quick question. Have you ever taken a course in college, a community course outside of high school, for any reason, any purpose,
We're not asking you. We're asking her. All of you goofball. God.
She thinks she's on the air here. Have you ever taken a course in any community college, Tasha?
Taking a course?
Yeah, any community college. Have you ever taken a course in school beyond high school, ever?
Are you, okay, do you have
what
a...
What was that in?
I mean, do you have a degree or are you not at that point
I have.
Yet?
Yeah, I have two degrees.
Two degrees? She has two degrees.
What are they in?
One is in psychology and the other one is in social work.
What?
Psychology and social work. So, okay.
Oh.
So I wrote down psychology before you told us.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the first answer to your question. A career love connection is coming. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, that's the first thing. A career love connection is coming. I would, right now as we speak, I would put it somewhere between now and the month of May.
Okay.
Between now and the month of May. So, between now and the month of May, there is going to be some kind of career love. Are you currently working? You're 29 years old. Are you currently working?
Yes.
And as a social worker or a psychologist?
As a therapist.
As a therapist. Okay.
And so you're looking, my question, I guess, would be, you're wondering about career. Are you dissatisfied with what you're doing right now?
I just want to do more. So, so I was just looking at anything.
There's a lot
different.
Of interference in the line. I'm having a problem here.
Yeah, it sounds like you're fumbling with something or something. So,
I was from Yet In. I'm sorry. It's just me as I'm a therapist, but I just wanted to see if it was just anything new, anything different coming in.
So where are you a therapist? Do you have your own private practice or is it with
with an agency?
Agency?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're born in 88. Okay, so here's two predictions. One, I believe you're going to be in a long-term relationship. It's coming up, and it may be starting somewhere between now and the month of May in 2019. That's number one. One first prediction. Not guaranteed, but it's a prediction. The other one is that I'm getting something about 12 years, so I don't know. For instance, have you been were you ever in a relationship that lasted 12 years? Were you in a relationship 12 years ago? Did you, something about 12 years? And I'm not, 12 years, well, you would have been 17 years old.
Which is actually her month and the sum of her month and day, 12.
Is that when you started college?
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is, Tasha, I think that there's a relationship coming. There's something about the number 12, and I'm not sure what that is. Is that in your address? Is there any 12 going on anywhere? Do you have a niece or a nephew or anything?
No, that's just my birthday, birth month.
Oh,
didn't you hear me say that? I just said it.
I wasn't. Okay.
Apparently.
It doesn't matter, Tasha.
And it's
connecting to your month, but I wasn't aware.
Yeah, but it's not only her month. It's the sum of her month and day. 9/12 isn't 12. So.
Yeah. Okay. So there's somebody coming from karma. There's a past life individual that's going to come in for a relationship. I believe it's somewhere around April or May.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're working has a very limited access to promotion. You're never going to get promoted there. And you might get you know, small raises, but you're never going to get really promoted. If you just want stability and monotony and you're satisfied with that, you could stay. Otherwise, you need to go to an area where you can be promoted and paid better.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you been in your current situation for 2 or 3 years? How long have you been working where you're currently at?
Just a year.
Okay. So that means that if you decide to change and you're lucky and you change in about 2 years from this point, the point at which you change, you're going to get a second promotion. And that will bring your income up a little bit, because I don't feel that your income is really matching your you know, your pleasure, your desires.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a lower income, even though you have a title and you're licensed, you're in a low income paying job. And they will keep you there because you might work with minorities or poor people, and you're providing a service with a license. But the overhead of who you're working for has very limited means to increase your income. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to get out of that, unless you just want to be single all your life and have a comfortable life, pay your bills, go to a movie, have a nice dinner, and that's your life.
How long have you been at that job, Tasha?
A year.
A year.
Yeah.
And what did you do before the job? Were you in school or did you do therapy?
No, I worked for a government. I had a government position.
A government position doing what?
Social work.
Social work. So what ideally would you like to do as a therapist if you're not in your dream job right now? What is it? Or is there a specific type of age group or, you know, problem, people with children that you want to work with?
I'd like to do children, but I'm actually in the process of switching careers. I'm thinking about going back to school, or I'm actually thinking about working for a record, like a major record label.
Wow, that's a huge career change. Did you hear that?
Yeah, record label.
Doing
who
what?
I asked about music. Was that Donna?
A&R.
Who did you ask about?
Did
music?
I ask you about, did you know anybody in the
music industry? Didn't
or
he
did
ask
that?
No, it was her.
Donna.
Yeah, about the one that was singing, yeah.
Oh.
So that's why that music reference came in. She should have said, well, you know, I'm thinking about going into music at that time. So it was her.
Okay, so you have a career path to possibly go into the music channel, and you'll meet somebody there. That might be where you need to go. Because if you stay where you're at right now, I just think it's going to be monotony. It's just going to be it will be safe and sound, but not exuberantly happy. You won't be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I have an opportunity. Well, I got to find a way to get out there for L.A., the position in LA, but it's actually doing the same kind of work I was doing.
You mean therapy or social work?
Social work, yeah.
But you'll see what will happen is you might make another connection because
right,
of geography
LA.
Change.
Yeah.
The geographical change. So that might be a way to get you out of where you're currently at, and then you move to LA, which has more of a vibrant record community. And you might be able to find your channel there, but that might be a good idea right there.
I think about leaving quite often since I got here, but I'm at the point where I fought so hard, it's like swinging at the air, you get tired. I'm at that place where, you know, it's just like, well, I'll make the best out of it because I've been trying to leave.
Well, you know, Tasha, unless you can be content where you're at, and we're not suggesting you won't find love there, but the way the reading's going, there's a suggestion that you can be content where you're at. And I don't know, I'm guessing maybe salaries between 55 and 65,000 a year. I may be wrong. You know, you can break free of that and take a chance. You know, it's going to be up to you.
I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it really hard. The only thing that kind of holds me back is because I really love having a support group because my parents is here. However, you know, I feel like it is time to, you know, move forward because it's been really, I do wish I would have thought more about making this move. I think it kind of set me back a couple of years.
Well, you can think about being set back a couple of years. You've got to just go forward. You can't look back at the past and lament over it. I mean, that's not going to serve you. But making a decision about what you're doing, what you're going to do efficient manner is going to move you forward. You don't want to waste more time, Tasha. So you've got to make a decision.
I'm either thinking moving back to Atlanta or trying LA out. Which one do you see?
Well, we have to move on to other callers.
Well, we're thinking
30
LA.
Seconds,
we're
LA.
Thinking
yeah.
LA. You can always call back and get further reading, but we're going to be moving on. But we're figuring right now LA and that a change might be important, unless you just want to be complacent. Nothing's going to go wrong if you stay where you're at. But if you want a dramatic change, that change will come with a move.
Okay.
But you don't have to make any rash decision right at this point. And I wouldn't make a rash decision anyways, but those are just things for you to consider for the moment.
Okay, Tasha, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Mary, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I know, I'm 33 finally, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I'm excited. The whole 32 year has been crazy, so I'm almost like, maybe I'm done. I don't know. But
you can have a change within a 9-month window, so you know, prior, after, so probably part
all right,
of the
well,
is already in process.
Well, I hope nothing bad, but
I hope not.
You never know because it can go either way, you know, or it can be both, and it's been a mixed bag, really. I just want to kind of update you on that situation with the man that I'm involved with.
Yeah,
and I just kind of wanted to.
Something. Well, give me his birth date again. Or give us his birth date.
It's 11/12/71.
71.
What's your birthday?
10/18. I'm sorry. I didn't tell. 10/18/85. Okay.
Anyway,
okay. Go ahead.
So, like a couple weeks ago, like we saw each other, and things just seemed to shift energy. Like I felt like just there's a difference there. We saw each other for like a show, and I think he's gonna try to move here. Like basically, I guess after we saw each other and it was a really emotional meeting, I was like, we're gonna do this, right? And he's like, and he looked kind of almost defeated, and he's like, yeah, he's like, you know what I mean, coming to a resolution, like, yeah, this is really what I need to do, you know? So when he went home, like, I guess he rented a U-Haul and started throwing out a bunch of stuff. And the conversations that we've had since we saw each other have kind of ended in, well, you know, when we get to spend every day together, it'll all be worth the time we've been apart, you know? So I think he's going to try to make a move here, but I just kind of wanted to see if there was like any validations, or I do think that things are moving in a better direction now.
Yeah. I mean, for him to make that commitment to try to relocate and leave the marriage, what is his wife saying?
I don't know. We don't talk about I mean, we don't really talk about that. And I think really what it is, you know, he's been hinting at leaving, but it's more like, I don't think he wants to say, I'm leaving this day, because he's almost thinking, how am I gonna, because again, like, I think he wants to find a job first and then do it and not be like just out. So it's been something we've been kind of talking around, but I know you're probably saying, well, why don't you just ask him? And I know that would be like the most logical thing to do. But
well,
I
want to be careful. No, that's understandable. I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, it's just like a touchy situation, and
not pushing somebody, because that then gets into, you know, a sticky area.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people want to be more direct. Some people don't. It's understandable. Anything,
Mary?
I'm
going to give you some information that you have to now open your ears and get a pad of paper so you can understand what this is. When we look at your month and day and his month and day, it actually comes to 10-5 or 1-5, if you will, which is 15 or 51.
Which is the years.
Now, when we go to the years and we align them, 8 and 7 is 15. And the last numbers, 1 and 5 aligned, are 15. So you have a 15 equals 6 symbol going on 3 times. 6 times 3 is 18, which is your day. So what this means is that you have a very deep connection with this man. It goes to a past life, 2 previous past lives. And the agenda about you moving in with him in this lifetime is very strong. The only contingency that's really measurable is that he also has another past life going on with his wife. And either that's coming, exhausting itself to an end, to where there can be a split and he can leave without karma, or it's going to reinvent itself, if you will, and develop into a further extension of karma for him. But the person that he's with is also past life karma, and it's complicated, but it wasn't entirely meant to be a full lifetime because of your presence and the obligation that he has to you via past lives that's still strong. Does he have a child?
No, I do.
Oh, because I saw a child. I didn't know who had it. You have the child. So that's even better, because he's not having to leave a child and go through that complication. So so how old are you?
She's 33.
33.
Yeah, and
so
this is
change.
Yeah, this is
you're
significant that he's thinking of moving at this time, I would think.
Is your kid 10 or 11? How old?
She's young.
No, she's 3.
Oh, 3.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know, she's amazing.
Three.
Has she met him?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's a good connection.
He lives very far away, though, as you remember. He lives very far away.
Yeah,
but how long ago did you meet the father of your child?
Oh, how long ago did that? Oh, 2013?
So 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, quickly. Let's jump back 10 or 11 years ago when you were 23. That's this guy's karmic number. What was going on? You got to think strong now.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Let me just say a few images. Could you have been taking subways then or trains? Was your mother ill?
My mom had breast cancer then.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Okay.
So
what this is saying in terms of the tracing of the imagery via vibration is that the likelihood of this guy coming out is strong. What he has to do and figure out, and he may not be fully conscious of this, is how to release himself from the karma of his wife so that when he leaves, it's a done deal. And then he spends the rest of his life with you. Now, that's still in the works, but But the comment is that we're about 75% there. We still have some ways, a little distance to go, and that can, those last 25 miles can be crucial. But that's where we're at right now, and so there's a lot of hope in this, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just going to keep – I mean, honestly, it's a really good relationship. It's very – even though I understand the situation seems sort of negative or – convoluted or whatever you want to say, but the true relationship with me and this person is very healthy, and it's really odd because you'd think it wouldn't be, right?
No,
but it is. It's a, you know.
No,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes a great relationship is born from, you know, a conflicted situation.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it wasn't like I meant to do it either. I mean, it was something where I really felt pulled to this person, and we've known each other for a long time. I mean, we've known each other almost seven years now, almost. So six years.
That's
so
your master number.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I just hope it's because he's going through his second karmic changeover right now, because he's 46.
I'm sorry?
So when he's going through his second karmic changeover, right? Because he's 46.
Well, it's not a second karmic changeover. It's just the doubling of his karmic number. So that's a change.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't go through another one?
No, you don't. You 23 karmic changeover. It's a move.
The double of that is 46, and there's a change.
Right, there's a change, but it's not the karmic changeover of, you know, moving from karma into transcendence. 23. That's the big change. But yes, there is a change. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking like from this time to his birthday, I'm like, please, like, let it happen, because I'm 33 now and he's 46. I feel like it would just be, you know, the time, but I don't know,
change,
you know.
There's a change, big change coming in his life. And if you look at his numbers in his day going backwards, there's a 2.
And a 3.
And then there's 3 1s, which is 2 3. So what he's having to do is he's having to revisit his marriage, make sure all the karma is complete, and then move forward. And that is when it could result in him seeing you, which could be even in June. He could wrap this up.
All right, well.
And her first and last.
That's really promising. I hope so.
I hope so, too. You know, I just noticed that Mary's first and last number are 1 5, which is the 15 you were talking to her about. Aside from the, you know, the 8 7 and the 5 1. So a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Now, how is your garden growing?
I think you've already.
Oh, very funny, Neil.
I think you've already.
Oh, already
I think you've already
that?
Done that joke. I always want to call her. I always want to call you Mari because of the spelling of your name for some reason.
Oh, it's all right. You know, I changed my name. It used to be with a Y, but I changed it because I was trying to. I did. Isn't it funny? I changed it because I wanted to. Because every time you Google searched me, you couldn't find me because there's so many Ys.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's funny because I go, you know, I'm just going to change to an I. It's like basically the same thing. And then you could, you know, I'd pop up on the internet.
Uh-huh.
I did it for that because I was doing music and trying to get my name out there. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And it was nice you got to keep your name and not have to change it like to, I don't know. Do you have a middle name?
I do.
What is your middle name?
Oh, you want to know? It's Joyce.
Joyce.
Yeah, I know.
Mary
MJ.
That's very cute. I know. I have a.
Oh, when I was a kid, that was what I was.
Like,
everybody was
Mary Joyce. Traditional. Traditional.
What's
but
yours,
a lot of
what's
people,
yours, Kristen?
Anne.
Oh,
Anne.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know,
they
very
gave up. You mean? No, I'm just
typical. Very typical name, but you know.
Mary Joyce was actually a famous actress back in time.
Is it interesting? I don't know her, but.
It was my father's sister who had committed suicide, actually. So it was in honor of her. So I'm really glad to have it, you know.
Neil's middle name is...
Shut up.
What is it? What's his middle name?
Shut up.
He doesn't want me to say it.
Neil, shut up.
No. maybe on another
Listen,
show.
We know each other well enough to know our middle names. I'm just joking. I just wanted to let you know too. On top of it, thank you for answering my question. And I'm an avid listener. I am so hungry for information about numerology, and I use it with my friends and people I meet, and it helps them tremendously. And I want you to know that I'm trying to branch out the little bit that I've learned from you, and I try to help people slightly. I don't presume to be an expert, but I try and kind of help people a little bit with that, because I just think it's fascinating.
Well, that's good that you're applying what you've learned, you know? That's good.
Yeah, I am. I am. I really appreciate it, and I love listening, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mary. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, I cut her off a little early. What were you going to say?
Mary? Oh, no. I said I will. I will. I'll let you know.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Gosh, we have a demanding animal here.
Yeah, she's...
wants attention. Okay, so, but we have a few minutes left to talk. So back to the forgotten soul. Forgotten soul. Were we?
Forgetful
soul.
Soul.
See,
the forgetful
I'm forgetting
soul.
Too.
Because we have a soul, and it's forgetful, and it's not the soul that's forgotten. It's we and our bodies have forgotten. So we occupy a soul. We say it's a forgetful soul because we're meant to forget. We're actually meant to forget our past lives.
Yeah, because we're being tested on the planet. The reason we come back is to find our way back to the spiritual realm. And we have to be tested. And if we knew all the answers, then it would be very easy to get off the planet. And it's not designed that way.
That's right. And so there's a juxtaposition between two journeys, your outward journey, one's outward journey, trying to find oneself, and then one's inward journey, trying to find oneself. The inward journey is your soul, trying to touch into your soul. The outward journey is the scenery, the environment, the setting. So it's like in a movie, you have your plot, and you have your characters, you have your dialogue, and then you have your setting, your location. And so the idea of location sometimes brings up the idea of where the soul has been in a past life, what parts of the globe you're supposed to touch to collect information or to meet people. And then all along the way, you're supposed to be increasing your knowledge and getting closer and closer to discovering that soul that has been forgotten, that you have forgotten, that's forgetful.
Right.
So we come in with forgetful souls. The majority of us, 90% of us, come in for having forgotten.
And oftentimes people only, unfortunately, are involved in their outward journey throughout their life. So if you're only involved in the outward journey, you're going to come back.
That's a good point. Yeah. most people are. I mean, the outward journey can still contain who am I going to meet? I'm trying to find my job.
Even if there's a life path towards a certain career, you know, I mean, that still is involved in an outward journey. And someone can be destined to be a great, musician or a composer or a writer, but doesn't mean they're, you know, going within themselves and going, you know, actualizing a spiritual essence.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's all sort of connected, because if you find your purpose, a lot of people find their purpose in life and they work at what makes them successful in many different ways.
Their purpose.
And then they have, some people
career
have
purpose.
Another passion. They have a passion for helping children. They have a passion for helping a certain country. They have a passion for religion. They have a passion about something that becomes a total commitment. And a lot of successful people will take their profit and put
P-R-O-F-I-T,
P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Yeah, and donate and contribute to certain passions, whether it's for a country or for the arts.
Or for the animals. Or
animals or whatever it is.
Illness.
And that then becomes part of the... significant layout and revelation of what one's true essence is in retrieving information that has been forgotten. So the soul contains two things, karma and actually transcendence. It contains karma in the things that have happened that we have to work through, because karma was produced from those activities. And the soul also contains knowledge and information that is connected to our essence, our future goals, the things that are going to be uplifting that we don't have to do because of karma, but that we want to do because they are developments of our higher self. When we talk about higher self, what are we talking about? We're talking about the self that is pertaining to the higher levels of existence, our transcendent self, the self that isn't involved in karma. So I'm trying to reach my higher self. When you say that, you're really saying, I'm trying to get in touch with the me that is not connected to karma, but is connected to extraordinary higher work that exceeds the karmic level.
We're running out of time. So we can stop there, I guess. Is
Perfect.
There anything else? I mean, that was kind
no.
of a nice
no,
segue
that's fine.
Into the closing of the show. We can continue this on Wednesday when we are back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. So we invite you to find that Neil Baker Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour page on Facebook, which is in development. It's really not it's really not ready to go yet, but find us there, follow us, or like the page. We're going to be developing that. And again, our article on Twin Souls, the Mystical Union of Twin Souls, can be found on all of our pages. So we invite you to go there and hope everyone has a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bye-bye.